Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 223. Why having to start over again is great. By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, with author permission, of course. And if you didn't know already, there are 4 other podcasts where we read you blogs. So if you like the premise of this show, definitely check those out too. You can subscribe to them in the same place you're hearing this show by searching for Optimal Living Daily. So let's jump right in, hear another post from Steve Kam as we optimize your life. Why having to start over again is great, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. I received an email a few months back from a Nerd Fitness reader that made me smile. Quote, I'm going back to square one. I noticed the only habit that I changed and stuck with was drinking tons of water. Have you ever started playing a game and get a few hours in and go, man, I wish I knew these controls or tips from the beginning? So you restart and the game just feels easier from that point on. You start finding items that you missed before. I'm restarting my journey now that I have a better idea of the controls. End quote. This resonated with me because when I first played EverQuest, which is similar to World of Warcraft, the first character I created was terrible. It took me forever to level up. I assigned my stat points poorly, I died frequently, and I slowly crawled my way up to the more difficult challenges. When I started again playing as a new character, I flew through the first 30 levels. I understood the controls, how the game worked, and what needed to get done. It was much easier the second time through. The same is true for any boss battle you first encounter in any game. You struggle to learn the patterns, you lose most of your health, but then you crack the code. When you face that boss again later, you win easily. Getting in shape is no different. Every time we try to get fit and fail, we learn a little bit more about how the controls work. Maybe we lost a few pounds with strategy A, but failed with strategy B. If we go to the gym for a few weeks and give up, when we come back next time, we are familiar with the inner workings and don't need to get over the fear of exercising in a public place like the first time. So each time you start over, you're getting closer to that point of making things stick. It turns out this strategy might actually be crucial in giving us the motivation to push forward. Capitalize on the momentum. Wharton professor Catherine Milkman highlights the behavior in her Fresh Start study. Quote, the study showed that Google searches for the term diet in study 1, gym visits in study 2, and commitments to pursue goals in study 3 all increase following temporal landmarks. For example, the outset of a new week, month, year, or semester, a birthday, a holiday. We propose that these landmarks demarcate the passage of time, creating many new mental accounting periods each year, which relegate past imperfections to a previous period, inducing people to take a big picture view of their lives and thus motivate aspirational behaviors. End quote. Long story short, there are specific points in our life, January 1st, birthdays, a Monday, when we say, okay, today is the day that things are going to change. And it helps. When we decide to start anew on a particular day, something powerful can happen. We can look at the day as the first day of the rest of our life. Everything else that has happened up to that point is in the past and was indicative of our old selves. Instead, today moving forward, this new version of us will behave differently. The new version moves forward, levels up, and makes decisions differently than the old version of us. As the study highlights, though, these fresh starts have a limited effect. It doesn't last forever. That's why what we do when we're filled with this power-up is so important. How to start over. When you next come to your Today is a New Day moment, there are some great steps you can take to guarantee you make a tiny bit of progress towards permanent awesomeness. 1. Separate yourself from the old you. Today, you are somebody different. I don't care how poorly you made decisions yesterday, that was the old you. Change can happen in an instant, and it can be sustainable. So instead of thinking, I'm going to fail again, you can think that today there's nothing keeping you from achieving the health and fitness goals you're chasing. Why not today? 2, capitalize on the momentum. Willpower and momentum and inspiration are running high during that first week of, quote, new me. So use that to your advantage. During this week, begin to make any changes that will help you permanently. If you sign up for a gym membership and 50 personal trainer sessions now, then a few weeks from now, when you're ready to start slacking, you've already prepaid and set up your appointments, for example. Can you use your 20 seconds of courage to sign up at a dojo for martial arts, or sign up for a race, or anything else that you've been putting off? Can you use this week to clear out your cabinets of all your old junk food and buy lots of healthy replacements? Can you go out and buy new workout clothes? Can you take the time to schedule all of your workouts in your Google Calendar with specific dates and times? Can you follow through on one thing for 7 to 10 days, proving to yourself you can change, like completing a morning mile walk? Crush your self-limiting beliefs. Or try a 6-week challenge. During the week, when you're excited to exercise and excited about change, do as much as you can to seek out permanent wins. If your excitement starts to wane, then you've at least taken steps towards a permanent change that can carry over to weeks of low motivation. 3, fail differently. Now, this next attempt might not be the one that sticks either, and that's okay. What's important is that you try to change differently this time. After all, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. So try something different. Take different types of classes. Try blogging your results. Track your calories. Change just one thing. Change something. Aim for perma-healthy. Here at Nerd Fitness, we don't want you to reach health perfection for 1 week and then go back to the way things were. I'd rather you find a balance of permanently being pretty healthy and pretty happy. As you are declaring, today is respawn day, wear it like a badge of honor. You are starting over. You are now somebody different than the person who tried to get fit last time. Anything is possible. You are learning the controls. You are studying the boss battle patterns. And you are getting back in the fight. You just listened to the post titled, Why Having to Start Over Again is Great, by Steve Camp of nerdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Super inspirational post. That's why I didn't even need to start this show with an inspirational quote. The entire episode this time was just like one giant inspirational quote. And Steve's absolutely right. When you fail, learn from it, and then try again. That's all we can ask. That's all we can ask of ourselves. Remember, it's progress, not perfection. You don't need to be perfect right away. Steve mentioned earlier about finding the right workout that works for you, that suits your lifestyle, that suits your goals and your needs. Having been a gym rat for the last, a long time, over 15 years, I can say safely that it took me at least 10 years to figure out what works for my body and what helps me achieve the results I want. There were many frustrating days, but you stick to it and eventually it'll click, I promise. And the bonus, as Steve mentioned, was I got healthy along the way. What a nice side effect. Now, a little reminder, if you like this show, you'll definitely love the other four podcasts in our family. They're similar in that they read to you from popular blogs, but from even more topics. We'd love it if you show some support to those shows too. You can simply search for Optimal Living Daily in the same place you're hearing this podcast. That's it for Wednesday's show. I'll be back tomorrow with a post from Zen Habits. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.